You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With you on a Thursday, week 5 of the NFL gets going tonight. Can't say it's going to be a very exciting game. You need to get creative if you want to make some plays in that one. Joe O, Sammy P, let's bring in our buddy Connor Allen from 444.com. Connor Allen NFL over on X. Hey, Connor, I can't help but notice you've got the Cubs hat. How you feeling, man? Going against former Cub Darvish before the trade-off. Everything comes down to today. 2 days ago, Council was a genius. Yesterday, he was an idiot for pitching to Machado. How you feeling?
Oh, yeah, it's tough, man. I can't say that I watch a ton of like baseball other than the Cubs. Go to, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 games a year, watch a ton of Cubs. But I swear to you, man, that every single time the Padres bullpen comes out, there was like some crazy backstory about how, you know, this guy's like the best pitcher in the league and like the new big thing. And then every time the Cubs roll out a pitcher, it's like, yeah, this guy got cut from the worst team in baseball. And, you know, this guy looks like my Uncle Bill throwing in the backyard. Like, I'm like, well, what are we doing here? You know, what's going on? So the fact that they got one win, I felt like a miracle. Hopefully they win again today. I can't say I'm too confident.
Last time I saw you.
It's a miracle.
Last time I saw you, we had sampled a tequila flight at the Bears tailgate. You may need the tequila after this Cub game today, Connor.
Yeah, that tequila was great, by the way. And the tailgate was awesome, by the way. That was a lot of fun. Joey, missed you, man. It was a good time. And the Bears, well, they didn't win that game, but they probably should have, to be honest. That was embarrassing.
Oh, man. I almost forgot about that game. Well, what about the Bears are not playing this weekend. What about the other team that was involved in that game? What about the Vikings? Let's jump to that. You know, I'm looking at this point spread of 3.5. I'm like, okay, the travel, it's a big advantage for Minnesota. They don't have to deal with coming out there last minute. They've already been in the area for a week. And you look at the Flores defense, like one thing you can trust right now, we can't trust this Vikings offense right now with Wentz. That's certainly understandable, even though they have those weapons. But with that defense, you can trust that. You can trust the pressure that Flores is going to bring. And then, hello, Dylan Gabriel. Welcome to the NFL. You got to go to London, and you got to go against Flores in your first game. Good luck with that, dude. I don't know. Where are you on this number of 3.5?
I mean, do they care about Dylan Gabriel at all? Like, what, just tossing him out in London when they've already been there against the Flores defense. Cedric Tillman is out. Like, I don't know if Dylan Gabriel was all that good of a prospect to begin with. I think they're probably just going through, like, see what they got kind of phase here. I struggle with this one because I think the Cleveland Browns are going to give the Vikings offense a lot of issues. And if Gabriel can be competent, I think it's going to be like they could cover and probably win. But the problem with that is you mentioned the travel. You know, I don't have a ton of confidence that Gabriel is going to be competent against this team because, again, Flores is going to blitz his face off, make his life really tough. And so this for me, initially when I saw it, if Flacco was starting, I would have taken a position on the Browns. I'm a little bit worried now, honestly, with Gabriel getting his first start. Even though Flacco was pretty bad, I think it could be worse, to be honest.
And then you see that total. Joe and I joke about these overseas totals. We don't love them, and there are reasons for that, but man, 36 and a half is so low, but might not be low enough.
I worry that like you're going to bet the under and all game you're going to be sitting good, and then there's going to be like two pick sixes at the end, or like, you know, and you're going to lose the under because of defensive scores. Nothing to do with offense. Yeah, like when you analyze the matchups on paper, I struggle to find a way that both offenses are like consistently moving the ball, you know, just like purely matchup wise. So yeah, like if I had to take a side, it's probably wake up late and take the under. But you know, I think that the path to the over is not one that I can like draw up, you know, easily.
Which of these Sunday games do you have the strongest side or even total opinion on?
Yeah, as of now, I really like the Cowboys. So I think they're at -2.5 against the Jets. I want to just keep fading the Jets, honestly. Like we saw just a terrible outing against the Dolphins. The score ended up being close, but the game was largely not close for most of it. I know the Cowboys defense is not very good. You know, teams keep dropping 40 on them, 30 on them. But I think there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel there for them. They play a ton of zone, obviously, but they were getting a little bit more pressure up front with just their front four guys. So I think that against Fields can be interesting. And because they play zone, they're not going to have their backs turned to let Fields just like run wild the entire game, at least chunk gains. So I think that could help them a little bit here. And then offensively, like Dak Prescott played one of his best games in a long time. And like if you keep any of that up, I think they're in a really good spot here to expose this Jets defense, which I don't think Aaron Glenn really knows what to do with them, because they have Sauce Gardner, a couple other okay guys, and really not much else. Their secondary depth is really bad. So maybe Turpin has a big game. Maybe Tolbert has a big game. Ferguson could probably have a massive game as well.
Houston-Baltimore, I think, lines up for two buckets. The first bucket is Lamar's not worth that much. The second bucket is they can't win without Lamar. I think you have to pick one of the two buckets if you're handicapping the game. Baltimore goes from -6.5 early in the week to now +1.5 at BetMGM. How do you assess this one?
It's really tough. I'm kind of interested in the Ravens here. I'm not buying like that the Texans are a good football team at all. I think their defense is pretty good, but their offense is just, a disaster right now. The problem is the Ravens defense is also like super, super injured. So it's one of those where if they can play from ahead, like I feel confident enough that they can hand the ball off to Derrick Henry and, Cooper Rush can make stuff happen. We have about like a full season's worth of pass attempts now from Cooper Rush in his entire career. In those games, he has like a 61% completion rate, 20 touchdowns, 10 picks. Like, just like a fine backup quarterback, I think, at this point. So I don't think that we should be – I mean, I understand the downgrade from Lamar, especially in this system, is probably hefty. We're going to get 7.5 points here. But I think that Rush can be okay. So maybe I'm crazy, but I think I'm a little bit interested here in this Ravens side.
All right. Joe O. Sammy P. with Connor Allen, 444.com. Make sure you check it out, 444.com. Great content over there. There's some garbage matchups. I mean – aren't there? One that is a larger point spread that I want to just get your thoughts on, and maybe it's more about this team big picture. This Colts number. Colts, they blow the game last week. It's just some stupid stuff that went down. They probably could have at least covered, won that game. But it was the first game against a real team visiting the Rams, and I walked away more impressed than not with the Colts, as I've been trying to figure out what exactly they are. Where are you on this game? Colts laying 7 at home against the Raiders. Geno can't stop throwing picks, especially at home. And now they're going against another bad team for the most part with the Colts.
Yeah, and I think that they showed a decent bit too against the Broncos a couple weeks prior. For me, that was like, you know, I don't want to put too much stock into one game. So I was like, okay, well, maybe they just had a good game and a couple big gains here. Didn't do anything in the second half. But then, yeah, they come out against the Rams. I mean, A.D. Mitchell cost them at least 7 points, maybe more on the hold if we consider that as well. So I think this is a legit team. Like Daniel Jones is just playing well within Shane Steichen's system that we've seen from time to time succeed. Tyler Warren is schemed up perfectly. And, you know, Pittman, Josh Downs are both doing a decent job as well. So, like, I think it's just coming together like as a synergy there offensively. And defensively, they're they're fine. I wouldn't say that they're good. But, you know, Lou Anarumo is making the most out of that unit there. So I think they're in a decent spot here. There's some 6.5s. I like that. I think that's kind of fun. 7.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, they're just a way better team than the Raiders. I struggle with some of these like 7+, even with a team like the Colts that like, they're kind of like a new trendy team, I guess. Like we're not expecting anywhere near this heading into the season. And now I think they're like a legit good team.
Any players that you really find yourself looking at for Sunday or maybe even Monday, Kansas City, Jacksonville, any props that you're going to attack?
Yeah, there's a couple that I was looking at here. It's like for the Houston game, I think that Woody Marks props are interesting. Like he keeps taking more and more work. Really interested there. Dylan Gabriel unders are like 200, something like that. I don't know. I mean, I think they might just feed Quinshon Judkins, to be honest. Like I love the low quarterback unders too. That's kind of one of my jams. And then Giants Saints, like they're going to have maybe the most plays in a game this season, combined between the two. I think they like the Giants ramped up play volume massively. Pace led the league in pace last week with Jackson Dart in his first start. Kind of want to do that like rhythm, like, you know, quick game basically. And then the Saints have been, I mean, they led the league in play volume heading into last week, tried to like really ramp it down to like try and compete with the Bills and still ran 65 plays. So like, I think receptions, pass attempts, rush attempts, like any volume based prop in that game is gonna be pretty interesting. Even if they get like, I don't know, 2-3 yards a pop, cause like neither team is going to be all that good. So I think that's kind of an interesting angle as well for the Sunday games.
What the hell do you do with tonight? Thursday night football. This line goes to 8.5. There are 9s out there. Rams the heavy favorite over the Niners. Almost nobody on offense. Forget the guys that are on the IR. Like just this week's injury report too. Just backup quarterback. Like 3 receivers out now at this point in the season. Starting tight end. Like what do you do? What are you thinking? Does this create opportunity, or are you looking like, oh man, if I do anything, it's going to be unders?
Well, so I'm having trouble with this game a little bit because you have like these receivers who are playing for the Niners. Like their top 2 receivers are expected to be Kendrick Bourne, who was released by the Patriots in week 1, but like hypothetically is their wide receiver 1, but his props reflect that. It's like 3.5 receptions minus 140 over 40 something yards. Like this is a tough matchup. Like I worry that the Niners are just not going to be able to sustain drives, and like that's going to lead to like way lower play volume. And so I want to take some overs and some of the stuff like Mac Jones over 33 attempts, I think is a good look. There are 2 games that they were positive in pass rate over expectation were actually the 2 Mac Jones starts, neither of the Purdy starts were positive PROE. And I kind of want to take some CMC unders. Maybe I'm crazy. I think that there's short week. They've been working in B-Rob, like, you know, a little bit more this year than in previous years, the backups. Sits 16 and a half attempts, 64 and a half yards. He's been super inefficient as is. And so, I mean, the whole team is sitting out except for McCaffrey, basically. Like, is Shanahan really going to jam McCaffrey like 20 plus times? I don't think so. But I mean, if anyone would, it'd be Shanahan, to be honest. So I think that's kind of how I'm approaching it. Two other ones, Kyle Juszczyk over is like 9.5. He'll probably run 15, 20 routes and they'll get him involved. I mean, again, just like another able body that they already had integrated in their game plan. And then another gross under that I think is interesting is Tutu Atwell under 9.5 receiving yards. I mean, he had one catch before last week and it was for 4 yards. So runs like 30% of the routes. It's just Devontae and Puka basically every play. He's like wide receiver 5 or 6, you know, at this point. So I think his under is interesting if you're in for like a terrible sweat, but I think it's probably some value there.
The McCaffrey stuff is going to be very popular tonight. And we do a segment called Where's the Room, where we sort of fade the top props at BetMGM. And Joe took a little sneak peek and said, yeah, McCaffrey's in the room. And they're already juicing the hell out of his catch prop, which BetMGM has 6.5 minus 150. Ugh. Or 7.5, whichever one.
I don't know if I think there was like some Kamara ones and maybe some Eckler ones back in the day that were that high. I don't know if I've seen a 7.5 line for a running back. I don't know if you guys, can recall anything. Cause that's just like, I mean, he's one of the league leaders in like targets amongst any position, like obviously running backs and targets, receptions, everything. Yeah. And they have no one else to throw to, but I guess it kind of plays into my attempts under as well. Like, you know, he can only get the ball once on one play. Like, are they going to throw it to him or hand it off to him? So I don't know. I mean, it's the CMC stuff is really interesting.
Yeah. And you also have to think about Mac Jones comes from the McDaniels tree. Just check down, dump it off. That's what he does. That's what he's known forever. Joe woke up this morning thinking violence, though. Joe's thinking Rams survivor. Probably a good idea, right?
Yeah, I had a couple questions about that too. I think that's probably the move. Rams survivor. Are you going to roll with like the Colts? Are you going to roll with like, I think any other good options?
I'd rather save the Lions. Rather save the Lions. And then I haven't used the Cardinals. Scares me to death.
Really?
Yeah. Even though it's the Titans on the other side. You trust Kyler?
No, I don't trust Cardinals. I don't trust the Cardinals at all. But you know, there's some good Cam Ward quotes going around that I don't know if I'm allowed to say on air that, you know, you can look up and those are great. I mean, it's like they're terrible. They are an awful team. They are lost. They have no rhythm. Like Calvin Ridley's basically just like a washed or injured. I don't know. We can't tell. So it's basically just Ellick out there, and that's it. They got nothing. They can't run the ball. Their defense is fine. So. I think the Cardinals could win like, I don't know, 13-3. Like, it's going to be a terrible game.
There's a lot of bad games, man, on this card. I'm sorry. Like, where buys are starting this week, there's some bad matchups, but we'll find some good ones. There you go. Connor Allen, 444.com. Connor Allen, NFL over on X. Thank you, Connor. Best of luck this week. All right.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Good stuff with Connor. College football plays coming up. You know, the back half of the show, a lot of college action. We'll talk about our favorite bets for this week. Kelly in Vegas joins us at 11 a.m. Eastern as well. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.